If you're a mom with ADHD, navigating the ups and downs of life with a more highly sensitive nervous system, this is your place. Hi, I'm Melissa. In this space, I'm sharing with you the things I've personally learned along my journey as an educator, a parent, an advocate, and as an ADHDer myself. If you're ready to embrace your differences as the unique gifts that they are and start showing up for yourself in new ways that empower you, build self-confidence, and start shifting cycles so you can pass a new way down to your kids, you're in the right spot. I believe that when we get to the root of our symptoms and start healing from the inside out, we not only heal ourselves, but we heal our kids too. Let's talk about it. So I'm in this space with you guys where I really am just, as things come up for me that I feel you would benefit from hearing, that is something that we all are experiencing, but maybe don't fully understand yet, I'm sharing it out with you. And I'm speaking at it from this place, which is my favorite place to have a conversation, is from curiosity, from ahas, from moments of insight that I've had in my own life, ways I've connected the dots in a powerful way that I want to share with you in hopes that it might support you in connecting dots as well. Today, the dots that I'm connecting are around this concept of trauma. And, you know, we know as neurodivergent people, we're redirected, you know, 40 more times than neurotypicals, Susan Baum says, Dr. Baum says. And so there's that piece of it, right? There's the piece of that as children in the classroom who didn't quite fit into the box, you know, we may carry those moments of feeling embarrassed or humiliated for maybe being called on and not knowing how to read the passage, or feeling so anxious in anticipation of not knowing how to read the passage that it impacts not being able to read the passage, or, you know, having our head in the clouds and daydreaming or lost in our own thoughts and we don't know the next step. What Dr. Gabor Mate says is that it's not, trauma is not just an event that happens. You know, it's not that moment in class of feeling humiliated. It's what we make that moment mean about ourselves, right? It's the stories we create internally that we hold in our bodies, that our nervous system responds to, that we carry with us moving forward into our lives, that is the trauma. And so the dots that I'm really connecting right now are that we tend to make decisions from these parts of us. So if there's part of ourselves that that feels unworthy, that we feel ashamed about, that we feel we are not good enough, we often make choices according to those parts of us. And so I'm just starting to see this as how these pockets, you know, of unhealed trauma within us, how it can still be really running the show without us being fully aware of it. And it can really contribute to this idea of self-sabotage, because we maybe are desiring something bigger for ourselves, something that really lights us up and excites us. And then maybe we don't take action in the ways that actually lead to what we desire, because we're still operating from those parts of ourselves that believe we're not worthy of achieving it, or we're not capable of achieving it. And so it's just really coming up for me how important it is to really heal these parts of ourselves, to really get honest and look at these parts of ourselves, to feel the uncomfortable feelings, to show up for that inner us, that inner child that still believes that we're incapable or not worthy and carries shame around these moments of trauma in our body. It's like thinking about, you know, what did we decide about ourselves based on these events? You know, when our parent or caregiver was emotionally unavailable and not attuned to our needs, and maybe we were left alone in our rooms to cry or cry it out, or not, maybe our needs, our feelings were invalidated and dismissed, which was so common, you know, in that generation of having parents who are emotionally immature and unavailable is not uncommon for that generation of people, right? It really just isn't. Like, I'm just going to call it out. Like, I know for me, most of the people in my age bracket, you are lucky to have parents who are emotionally aware and mature and attuned to your needs and feelings and can hold space for those feelings, because that generation wasn't given the tools by their parents. They weren't held in their big emotions. They weren't seen and validated in their experiences. And so they've shut off those things. Their coping mechanism was to not feel, because that got them negative attention. And they have their own trauma that they're parenting from, right? That's where the cycle breaking comes in, and the importance of seeing these traumas for what they are, feeling the uncomfortable feelings and moving forward in a new way. It's because we just keep passing these bad habits down because none of us are conscious of it, right? We're all on the receiving end of someone who was unavailable to love you in the way that you needed. And then even though these people have the best of intentions, if that trauma is unhealed, they're still behaving from that place within them, right? They're still responding to the world around them in the present moment from those unhealed parts of themselves. And so I'm just really seeing this as here we are in this generation. I think so many of us feel like we're these cycle breakers in our family lineage. Maybe sometimes we feel like the black sheep, the odd man out. We see things and feel things in a way that others don't. And it can be so isolating and hard and poke on those wounds of feeling misunderstood, of feeling unseen, of feeling alone. And yet we're really called to do this work, to shift things for our own children and for future generations. You know, they say when we heal ourselves, when we heal that mother wound, that father wound, we heal seven generations forwards and backwards. And so I just see so many of us in this place of coming to a more conscious place in our parenting, a more conscious place in our own lives. But I just want to acknowledge how stinking hard it is to move through that process, especially when oftentimes we aren't receiving a lot of support from the people that we love, that we want to see and validate us. And so it's like, we have to validate ourselves. We have to see ourselves. We have to give ourselves all the things that we wished our own parents would have given us, but they were unable because their parents didn't give it to them. And that's where the breaking the cycle begins. We're in such a pivotal spot and in such a moment of, like, if we can think of it as empowering, like, wow, we've been tasked with this honor, this, you know, responsibility to gift this to our lineage, to gift this to our children and our children's children, to switch the patterns of autopilot parenting from trauma. And it really comes with taking a look at these messages we've internalized, that we've taken on as these voices in our heads that we're taking action from in our lives, right? We are subconsciously parenting from that place, from that unhealed wound, from that message we've taken on from our own unhealed trauma. We're moving forward in our lives and our professions and our relationships from these places of limiting beliefs. And when we can heal those and come back to what is real and what is true and hold ourselves as that loving parent that we so desperately needed when we were hurting in our own childhood, it changes so much, not just for ourselves, but for our children and for future generations. And I'm starting to see this trauma work, this healing work, because let's be honest, we all carry trauma. It's not just the big T's. It's not just the big, huge, significant, horrible events that happen that we, you know, as a society recognize as trauma. It's those little T's that happen to all of us and what we make those mean about us, the stories we create, the identities we create, and how we take action from those places that is the trauma, that is what is still keeping us stuck many times and not allowing us to move forward and show up in the ways that we really desire. So I'm just curious what you think about this. Like I said, I'm just in this place of loving to share with you when I connect some dots, just in hopes that it sparks a new way of thinking, a new perspective within you, and share it out. let's come together, connect, let's co-regulate in community through our shared experience. And just really see and validate one another. Because the truth is, we're more alike than we're different. And the more we can be open and honest and share what we're learning with one another, we can heal ourselves and each other. Thank you so much for joining me. If you liked this podcast, please be sure to rate, subscribe, and share it with a friend who might need it. And if you're curious to discover where you're at in your nervous system and would like tools to support yourself in whatever state you're in, so you can create more safety in your body to feel more grounded and connected to yourself, I've created a free quiz that allows you to discover your current state right now and receive a practice with your results for immediate support. Check out the show notes to grab it. Can't wait to chat with you next time.